I'm here for the opening today. That's an improvement on yesterday. Time to shine. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. It is great to be with you on the home of sport. You may be listening through 1170 AM here in Sydney, 801 AM Central Coast, 1575 AM Illawarra, 1323 AM Canberra, 90.3 FM in Griffith. Queensland listeners taking us all over the place, all across the great state of Queensland. Great to have your company for this first hour with Daylight Savings. Good morning. And wherever you're listening on the SEN app this morning, give us a shout out on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170, or you can text 0457 736 736. Got some interesting topics to talk about this morning as we get into this sort of I guess it's a couple of weeks of limbo. We've got Rugby League World Cup around the corner. We've got A-League about to start. We've got NBL just kicking off. We've got the big racing happening. Also, good morning to you listening belatedly via the podcast. Don't forget, if you can't tune in live, you can listen via our podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. Just for our Queensland listeners, by the way, you're with us for the first hour until Patton Heels from 6 a.m. Queensland time. And this morning, Darren Lehman is filling in for Heels. So welcome along if you are listening in Queensland. Greg Alexander, my co-host, looking fit as a fiddle this morning. I mean, he's come through the celebrations. He's had his little hangover day, and now he's back and bubbling. Welcome, Brandy.
Thank you, Vossie. Good to see you here, good to see you on time. And here for the opening. There's Champions League action on too. Something cool you didn't talk about this morning. Plenty of it happening, which we'll update throughout the show. Have you ever heard of Andrew Thorburn? Do you know who Andrew Thorburn is? Well, you do now.
Only very briefly. What a reign he had as... You tell the story, the Essendon boss.
Yeah,
boss.
Well, became the Essendon boss 2 days ago. And yesterday, after just 1 day... in the role as the new CEO of the Essendon Football Club, resigned. So he resigned just 1 day after being appointed as the CEO. Controversial views relating to homosexuality and abortion have been tied to a church Mr. Thorburn leads. So he's a church leader, Christian church leader, and their views, apparently there have been some print about their views on homosexuality and abortion. So the Essendon board stepped in, said had they no prior knowledge of this before they appointed him, but has now resigned.
See, it seems ridiculous. On the face of it, just basically, if we just took what you've just said there, that they weren't aware of it. They weren't aware of it because he doesn't go out and shout it from the rooftops.
It.
I mean, spruik it, exactly. So he's been selected because of his business acumen and all the rest. Suddenly, he becomes not qualified. We are getting very selective, aren't we? In our moral high ground, it would seem. I reckon a lot of people have a problem with this. You don't need to know. You don't need to follow the AFL. You don't need to know anything about the Essendon club and the dramas they've had. But he steps in as CEO. But the actual, meat in this sandwich, I think we need to comment on. I mean, you have a view on that.
So it emerged that the church he leads has published a series of articles critical of homosexuality and abortion, and they gave Mr. Thorburn an ultimatum, and he decided to stand down. So, and his reply to that was, they made it clear that my Christian faith and my association with the church are unacceptable in our culture if you wish to hold a leadership position in society.
All right, how's this sit with everyone? 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. I throw a hypothetical. What if a player, a representative, it could be a rugby league player or rugby union player, going to represent their country, and finds out, he goes to this church and this church has these views. Well, to be quite honest, if you want to go the nth degree, any Christian... I mean, well, does that mean that the seven Manly players? Let's tie in a real story.
We had our own version this year.
Do we ban them? Do we ban them because of the views of the church? It's the Christian view. So, I mean,
that'd be like Manly standing them down and saying, "Look, they're not our views, so you're gone." No,
that's right, you're gone. So you can have your say on that. I mean,
Maybe it's a little bit different with a leadership role like the CEO. Maybe he's not
talking about it. But if he's not an active spokesman, I mean, as I said, anyone who worships the Bible or believes in the word of the Bible, then you are putting out these views which are contrary to much in modern society. Again, I don't want to get bogged down with religious debate for 3 hours this morning, Brandy, but I reckon this is yet another watershed moment in how things have changed and how selective we are. So anyway, there's that. Now, I do want to go to an incident on Grand Final Day, and nothing to do with the Panthers, nothing to do with the arrogant Panthers. The pitch invader. Who saw that coming out of left field? Look, the only thing I said,
Did you see it? Did you see it happen? Did you see it happen live? No, I didn't either.
No, didn't. Heard that the padding was being ripped off. But I saw a photo of the pitch invader, and I thought, well, that's interesting. He's wearing football boots. That was my only impression. I didn't look closely at the face, didn't know who it was. I thought, pitch invader is wearing boots, so he's come prepared.
He's got
boots to run on the field. Now, why do you have boots? Because Mark McLinden, the former Canberra star, he's very much for the environment and saving our kids. Thanks, Mark, for your troubles. Mm. And thought that grand final night was a good one. And his quote was something like, look, I want to apologise to all the players that, you know, on a night where they're achieving their dreams. Well, that's bloody right, Mark. So you should. Piss off. You know, choose your moment. But anyway, would it surprise you to know that he lives in Mullumbimby these days, Mark McLinden? couldn't see that coming.
Look, I don't like to generalise either, but yes, that doesn't surprise me after what he did. So his plan was to disrupt the grand final.
No, to stop the game. Yeah, not just he was ripping off the padding. Yep. He wanted to stop the game, but then later said, you know, I wanted to apologise to the players. Blah 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 blah. Mm. Well, that's insincere. You don't, you know,
So he did come prepared, and knowing that the surface was a little bit dewy, and in his ability to beat the security guards, he put the boots on. Apparently put on a good right foot step to evade them early, but then...
a few flashbacks. Some great days.
So, obviously, we've upgraded our security guards too because, you know, we've seen pitch invaders, you know, chased... Waddy Holmes in the State of Origin. Mm. Like, Waddy was 120 kilos. They couldn't catch Waddy.
No.
So, obviously, there's been a step up in security in terms of their athletic ability.
Well, I'm looking at the photo now. I didn't realise the security guard is wearing boots too. He's got studs on.
Damn, that's smart.
Do the security guards, like, can you have different length of studs depending on the conditions, the dewy conditions and the rain? Would they have multiple boots, the security guards, to pick from? Here's an issue.
Well, I guess, you know, if it rained, they might need to bring the long sprigs.
Yeah, so I will read the quote just to say that we presented in all its in fairness. Mark McLinden said, I did not want to be an activist. I did not want to stop playing grand final night and jeopardise the childhood dreams of 34 players, not to mention the joy and excitement of hundreds of thousands of fellow footy fans, right? Mm. But, he says, the world's governments, including our own, are steering us into a rapidly unstable climate, the consequences of which we are already witnessing with floods, fires, droughts and heatwaves. Well, Mark, why couldn't you have done it outside the ground? Why, you did try and stop the game. You did rip the padding off the post and all the rest. So you said that you didn't want to do it, but you did it.
So he's been fined $5,000 and I think a life ban from a core stadium.
Yeah, that's it. $5,000.
Well, that's good. Good luck, Mark McLinden.
Well, if we want to stop people coming on, I mean, wearing football boots and all the rest, how about $25,000? What about $25,000?
That might make him take him down. Yeah.
$25,000. What's a fair fine? We'll put that out there. We'll put that out. What is a fair fine for the pitch invader?
Like, now, talking
what's a
fines,
fair figure?
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. Well, $10,000. I think $10,000 would make them think about doing it.
Yeah, going 25.
Five, you can sort of, you know, you could live with five. Yeah. I tell you, you can't live with four. That's Ryan Madison. So now, Ryan Madison had the option to take a fine, which was a $4,000 fine, which does sound steep. Is that one of the bigger fines that we've had this year? Like, normally they seem to be around the 2,000 mark, 1,500.
Well, I think Jared Rea Hargreaves in total had about 12,000 fines this year, but that's multiple.
Yeah, multiple. But I'm talking one off. That's as big as I've heard.
Yep.
So he's decided to waive the fine and sit out three games.
How does that work? Does that mean he still gets his contract money? Now, Ryan Madison, what signed, if you believe Wayne Bennett, they threw at him about $650 a year. So he's on, what, about $600 at Parramatta? $600,000. So does he still get his contract money for those 3 weeks he's not playing and doesn't pay the fine? So he doesn't pay fine out of his own pocket.
Yeah.
And Parramatta still pay him for 3 weeks he doesn't play. They would pay him, wouldn't they? Because he's still got to be trained.
Yeah, well, they would. Yeah, they wouldn't. They wouldn't
that?
Dock him.
Don't pay the fine.
Players
get
don't.
Paid.
Yeah, players don't. I don't think players get docked money for suspensions unless it's a big one. Like unless it's a 10-week suspension, you're missing half the year. So,
it's a weird one.
But can Madison serve those? Because I know we had some chat about it this year about which games players could serve suspensions in.
Man.
Can they serve them in a regulation trial, or is it just in the Charity Shield and the All-Stars?
I don't think you can serve it in the regulation trial. Tyrone May, with his suspended sentence, cannot serve those two games in the... Taylan May cannot serve those two, nor can any player.
You used to be able to serve them in sanctioned NRL trials.
Yeah, but you're saying because now we have these actual... You know, it's not Mickey Mouse trials necessarily. It's 2 weeks
All-Stars.
Of organised trial matches.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever happens, he will at least miss a competition game.
Yeah.
And probably
do you respect what Ryan Madison has done? That he will still be paid by the club. So your membership money, you're part of the.
No,
pool of
I don't.
Revenue that a club spends, and part of that money goes to pay Ryan Madison 3 weeks where he doesn't play for the club, but he won't pay out of his own kick a fine.
Let's just say he's on $600,
yeah.
So he's not going to pay the $4,000 fine.
That's right.
To make himself available for three games
to play.
It
to do
might
his job.
Turn out. Yeah, it might turn out that he's gone for three competition games. So he's missing the first three rounds of the NRL because he won't pay a $4,000 fine? No, I find that bizarre.
Staggered by it. Parramatta fans, all league fans, have you said, were you even aware this was a possibility? You know, you look at other charges and think, well...
Well, how can so he be could... facing a three-week suspension, yet also, but have the option to pay a fine?
So are you like saying you could buy your way into a grand final? Like if you had a suspension... And could you then go to the league and say, well, how much is it worth?
Well, I think it's only
for grade
one.
Can you give me a fine instead?
Yeah, no, I think the grade ones are the only ones that carry that option. And he was a grade one crusher.
Can I be frank? The tackle got 3 weeks, Brandy. What was that about?
Yeah, but why?
It was almost like, you know, it's just the old feel in the back of the neck. Like Dylan Edwards, is he in a neck brace today? Like,
how did he
get 3 weeks? In light of other incidents that we have, how did that get 3 weeks?
No, I've got no idea.
Because
a grade one crusher doesn't carry a 3 week suspension, does it?
No.
Like it's not 3 weeks.
We'll have to do a bit more digging on that one. It's just weird from all angles. But
the match review committee has confused me for most of the year. So why not finish the year with a bang?
Headline. Brandy admits bamboozled by match review committee for one
and
entire
the rules.
Year and is seeking help as a result. So there you go. Back to Mark McLinden. He thanked the security guards for doing their job too. That was a lovely little concession by him. Very reasonable, the people of Mullumbimby, once you get talking to them. Very reasonable. James Fisher-Harris has responded to his critics on social media. This is the quote. I'm cool with the players, and the area is not bad. Just trying to keep the rivalry alive. I hold up more respect for those players gone before me, us, so don't get it twisted. End of quote.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, that's fine. It's all. And I've said many times, Bossy, I said it yesterday. I've got no problem with James Fisher-Harris saying that they're the greatest Panthers team ever because, you know, when you look at the facts, they are. Mm. They are.
He was speaking for the moment. He was speaking for the moment again.
That's right.
You know, the whole thing, absolute storm in a teacup. He was speaking to the flock, full of drink, the day after the grand final. Mate, the crowd would have cheered if he did fart noises under his arm. Just got up there. They would have cheered. They would have, yay! People say, what a poor role model. You know, he could have done anything. He could have got out juggling balls. You know, they were going to cheer. He was preaching to the masses of Penrith fans.
Do you think it's gone a little bit too far where the headline reads, please NRL save Penrith from itself? Do you think that's a little bit over the top?
Yeah, it's a bit over the top. I don't think they need saving, the Panthers. In fact, as a rugby league fan since I was a little kid, I love champion teams. Gee, time flies when you're having fun, just talking through some of the incidents. So we've touched on that. Cricket, Tim Payne's back. Tim Payne is back. We've got news out of the Shield match over in Perth. There's a young star over there playing for WA that you're going to have to get your head around. We'll give you that story as well. Australia taking on the West Indies tonight up on the Gold Coast. And just in football, Ukraine is set to be part of Spain and Portugal's joint bid to host the 2030 World Cup. Under the move, which has been sanctioned by Ukraine's president, Mr. Zelensky, the war-torn country would host one of the groups in the tournament.
Well, they've got 8 years. They've got 8 years to get it together.
That's true. That's
true. Surely, can we step up the Ben Teo campaign? Something really needs to happen. Like, if the World Cup's going to be in Ukraine in 2030, you know, Putin needs to be taken out, and I think Ben Teo is the man.
Well, that's a big statement, too. There's another clickbait headline from Alexander. Bob's up on CNN's website. That's just fantastic. So, Ukraine, has that got appeal to you? Do you think, is that where you want to go? Saudi Arabia is going to have the Asian Winter Games. I found that interesting, coming up. They've been granted the Saudis. They're making snow.
Well, Qatar is hosting the World Cup in a couple of weeks. So,
It's a strange world. 21 after 6, have you saying all those topics we've just touched on. If you're up there in Mullumbimby listening, you want to come on, by all means, do it. Ramp it up here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on the home of sport, SEN.